they are logic and they are disabled. We don't say they are wrong. Wrongness is a concept, meaning in the culture, in the humanity, in our understanding. Therefore, we could claim that we make the wine instrument of becoming drunk, because we made his flesh alive. This didn't make me. I made this. Do you understand this? This is very simple. Qalib means this. The cage. The case. Said, case didn't make me. I made the case. Look at my biological existence. Who made this? Me, the spirit. And then the different bumps I was going, I was making a body for myself. And you know, if I was sport-oriented, now my body will be full of muscles. If not, it's not. So I'm making the body. Body is not me. Physical existence is not me. I create my physical existence. This is the most important stuff here, and I hope you will understand it. They will say, wine becomes intoxicated with us, not with us, by us, not we by it. The body came into being by me, not me by it. The body came into being from we, not us. You cannot say us. We, and not we from it. We are like the bees and the bodies are the wax. Because I can change my body. In the time of Rumi, you couldn't say that, but this time, all of you, you know that I could cut this off? If I'm rich enough, and I'm crazy enough, I could cut this off, buy another good hand, and attach it, right? You know about the plastic surgery, and it works. There are people like this, that they're working with the hand of the dead guy. We know it. So, who am I? I'm not this. And I'm not this. Then, I'm not this, I'm not this. Ha ha. You were worried about this, right? This is the most superficial thing I have. Because I was born in a third world country. That simple. Me, me, I'm the spirit. All of it belong to me, and I could change all of it. Especially this, because my success about changing this was quite limited. This one was not. I changed it several times. I moved from culture to another culture. I was submerged in the next one, and I tried to forget the first one. Then the third one, then fourth. Who am I? I don't belong to these stages because I made them all and I changed this. This had a lot of dogmatic thought in it which you could not believe. In the age of four, I was always aware if I'm putting my left foot in the bathroom first or the right one. You never thought of that. For me, it was the most important thing, because you go in with your right foot, you're doomed. Yeah. Why? Because in that moment of action, you're done, you fall on the right foot. So you fall in. The left one, you fall out. Yeah. That was a part of reality and truth to me. And it could have remained the same. But we changed it. We
not me.
If I was remaining in that culture, I was the same.
We are changing we. Because there is a we.
That global culture brought me the changes. There is a we. I know we believe in I, and me, and self, and I said self-esteem. And that self-esteem did what to you? Robert. It's a very, very, very long story. Let's go back to this guy we were talking about, because we were talking about somebody who is finding love. How? By just attending to everyone in the house. When you were going to the drink, you ask everyone what you want. And he got the message of this parrot to the parrots without knowing it. He brought back the answer without knowing it. Do you understand why we say it's not about knowledge? Because really it's not. The guy is not very clever. He took the message of this parrot over there, the love letter, and he came back with the sorrow letter. With the bad news, right? But we know it's not the bad news. Bad news is temporary. The outcome is good. That's our belief, right? So let's go back to him. This is a good guy. This is a good guy full of fire and nagging and all the, let's say, distraction thought. Means it's you. You're like this guy, the merchant, confused. He did a very good stuff in India, but there is a bad chapter in it, which is the message and the answer and all that. Now he's talking about what? He's talking about now self-contradiction, disdain, swimming between reality and absurd and non-existence and illusion and all that. And he is in that situation and he's doing nonsense. Is it good or bad? It's good! Because even when you're drowning, you will try. Even you will hang on to little stuff floating on the river. Because this is life. You try to hang on. This guy, the drowning man, suffers an agony of soul and crutches at every stroke. He remembers. So, this is why we do a lot of stuff without knowing it. We just try our best, isn't it? And we just try our best. We could do it for two different reasons. One is, of course, trying is better than letting go, because at least you have a chance. Is this why we do it? This is for the merchant. The merchant will look at the outcome, which is good or bad, beneficial. So all the logic you have in your mind that prayer is beneficial is nonsense. Of course it is beneficial, I don't say it's not, but it's irrelevant. That's minor. What is more important? Beloved wants me to move. Do you remember? We dig down and we said, okay, he named first in this very special way that everybody is different, every moment is different, and all that, to make it happen. So he wants everybody to try for that, right? I do it because of that. I could have two different intuition, two different reasons to do something. One is because it is beneficial, logically right, everybody say this is okay, so knowingly we do that, we say, this is not for us. That's the scientific part. We do it because we think it likes it. That's the most important one. I know I cannot do better, at least tonight, to push it in that the friend, which is not friend, it's yard, which is completely different. Friend is Rafiq. And Yod, Yod means.
Yod means. No. No.
Yod means the partner, fellow worker in the road, the one which is the help, which is the friend, which is fellow traveler, which is beloved, all of it together is Yod. And that's a very bizarre word. If you listen to the music of that part of the world, you will hear this even in Turkish and Arabic. They say Yod, because the beloved, that's referring to beloved, is Yod. And they say, the beloved loves this agitation. It is better to struggle vainly to lie still. Means I accept that I do not have choices. I accept that the universe is going somewhere. And if we go there, no matter what we do, well, I can play a role in it. Playing the role is better than letting go. Because what is the negative part of this education? What is the negative stuff they bring in about this kind of thinking, about being a dervish? Have you heard those?
No,
you're not interested. The critics, they call this kind of thinking
passivism.
Yes, they think it is passive. And here we shout, this is not passivism. It's 100% the opposite. This is activism. But with a different point of view. We act not because it's beneficial, we act because he likes us to act. And we know that. How do we know that?
He knows.
He is acting himself. He is creating. Every moment is being created. Creation is not something that 10,000 years ago happened. You know 10,000 years ago and that biblical stuff is story. God creates now. You can only say God is. You cannot say God was. That's how it is. So, he's working. He's creating. How about me? He offered me a little bit of creation. I have to create. What can I create? You tell me, what can I create?
Your life?
My life is a bumpy road and very unpredictable, very challenging. Whatever is flesh is doing here, it's not me, it's the flesh, it's the universe, it's created. Right? Whatever I do is created. Even my hunger is created for me. So I cannot create anything that exists. Because the existence is already created and governed by God. I could create only something that doesn't exist. Right? That's how you call me creator. If I create something that exists, you will call me duplicator. Okay. So I should create something which is not, which doesn't exist. What is it? We know what exists. Let's start from the beginning. Those full of attitude quartz, they're here, right? Atoms, who are you? These are created. Then the last chapter goes to life, living creatures, they are created. In living creatures, a lot of stuff is created. Anger, hunger, need, foretelling of something. Name it. It's created.